In this bulletin, support for the tourist industry as the government offers half-price air tickets, a $2.5 trillion stimulus package passed by the US Congress, and Roger Federer returns to tennis with a victory at the Qatar Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Half-price airline tickets will be on offer under a $1.2 billion package to help Australia's tourism industry. The subsidised flights will run from April to July, with tickets to 13 regions including the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Cairns, the Whitsundays, Alice Springs, Launceston, Broome, regional Victoria and Kangaroo Island. The package also includes grants to airlines to keep 8,600 staff in work until overseas flights can resume. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the package is focused on supporting jobs.
800,000 tickets to ride for Australians to go out and ensure that they can experience this amazing country. That's what this is about. To keep people in their jobs, we've got to put planes in the air and we've got to put tourists on the ground.
Virgin Australia Chief Executive Jane Herdlicker says the package will help Virgin increase its capacity from 50 to 70% of pre-pandemic levels.
We've got lots of people that are still stood down and not working full-time hours, and this package enables us to be able to get people back to work, get more people stood up, and get people excited about the future in aviation.
And Qantas Chief Alan Joyce says he hopes the states and territories don't resort to imposing more border closures.
It also was an incentive for the states to keep their borders open. And that's important because we can't keep on going through the yo-yo of the ups and downs of that.
Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says Daniel Andrews is likely to be off work for quite some time. Mr. Andrews is being treated in intensive care after injuring his ribs and spine in a fall on wet stairs at a holiday home. Mr. Molino says it's unclear how long Mr. Andrews will spend recuperating.
We don't know exactly. It'll be some time, of course. You know, this is a very serious injury that Dan sustained, both in terms of his ribs and particularly a fractured vertebrae. So it will be some time, but we won't know exactly until his treatment plan and a definitive decision is made on surgery. But the Alfred put out a statement last night, no requirement for surgery at this stage, but we'll know more over the next couple of days.
Direct payments of $1,800 will be sent to most people in the United States after President Joe Biden's stimulus package passed the US Congress. The House of Representatives approved the $2.5 trillion relief package with no Republicans voting in favour and one Democrat joining the Republicans to vote against it. Having already passed through the Senate, the bill will now be signed into law. It's the sixth COVID-19 relief bill and the most expensive single bill in US history. President Biden has described the passage of the bill as a historic victory for the American people.
Everything in the American Rescue Plan addresses a real need, including investments to fund our entire vaccination effort, more vaccines, more vaccinators, and more vaccination sites. Millions more Americans will get tested, including home testing. Schools will soon have the funding and resources to reopen safely.
A police officer in Athens has been suspended after the release of video footage showing him repeatedly beating a man with a baton during lockdown checks. The police say they'd been called to the area to check if lockdown rules were being respected. The video has sparked violent protests where a police officer was seriously injured during clashes with people protesting against police violence. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says Syria's long-running conflict has killed or wounded more than 10,000 children and left millions out of school. Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, Ted Chaiban, says the situation for many children and families remains precarious.
Nearly 90% of children from Syria in need. When I say from Syria, it's both Syrian children in Syria and in neighboring countries. Just to give a number inside Syria, 6.1 million children inside Syria are in need of assistance for basics, health, warm clothes, education, food. Most importantly, though, what they need is protection and safety.
The Danish company Lego has recorded what it calls super strong results, with net profits up 19% and sales increasing by 21% last year. The company claims the results are not related to the pandemic, but due to investments made over several years to generate more online sales. Lego's famed toy bricks first appeared in 1958 and are now sold in more than 130 countries. To tennis, and Roger Federer marked his return to sport after more than a year with some vintage tennis as he beat Dan Evans 7-6, 3-6, 7-5 at the Qatar Open. The 39-year-old underwent two knee operations last year, keeping him out of competitive tennis for 405 days.
It's been a huge challenge of mine in my tennis career, and to come back at my age is not something that's very simple, but I've had a wonderful team around myself that always supported me throughout, and that made it much easier. And it was worth it because I played a great match today.
And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, high of 27, 28 in Adelaide and sunny. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 23 the high, 22 in Hobart with similar conditions. Showers developing in Canberra, a high of 23, and a few showers for Wollongong as well with a high of 24. Showers in Sydney too, 27 the expected high, and showers in Newcastle with a high of 28. Much the same in Brisbane, also 28 degrees, partly cloudy in Cairns with a high of 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a high of 32. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lade.